This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Vicki Martin is with Cotton Incorporated.
The reason that we view color importantly is that however a textile mill is specifying what color they want, that's their concept of what they consider their normal grade or desired color. And then any variation from that becomes a problem from them. And this is why we do officially have a color grade. And with any type of grade, we then have a property that we have the ability to control. The challenge is that comment about the change with time. It's the only fiber property that can change and does change with time. We know that both the RD and the plus B will change with time. Over the first 6 months, there's going to be subtle changes in both values due to the natural activity of the microflora that's present on that cotton fiber. After that is where things get interesting. After 6 months, there can continue to be changes, but those changes aren't necessarily consistent. And we can see bales that remain very stable for color over time, and we can have bales that actually can change rather significantly in as short as 6 to 8 months, often shifting a color grade. And that can be a problem in terms of management in a textile mill. Color grade, again, it's going to impact how we dye the fabric. It's going to determine the level of bleaching and dyeing that's going to be needed to get the ultimate appearance of the fabric. And I'll also point out that trash grade also has an impact on the ability to dye a fabric and the appearance of the fabric as well.
It's Growing Cotton.